30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And a great big good morning to you all here at Rosie on the House. We're not in the studio this morning, but we are taking your calls if you'd like to ring in and ask us any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, about any particular project, home improvement, catching up on deferred maintenance. Just give us a ring. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. We're broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford. We actually have a listener, Ann, who has just shown up, and she was listening earlier. We're asking everybody bring flats of water. So she's walking in the door now with three flats of water. Ann, thank you for coming down. We appreciate it very much. We're doing the Water Drive Water Collection annual event at Sanderson Ford. And this is all to benefit Salvation Army. It'll all get distributed in critical locations throughout the valley for those in need of fresh water refreshment through the course of this hot Arizona upcoming summer. You know, we are almost, look at this, baby. It is like May, what, 18th? Am I right? 19th? I mean, we're like 30 days away from the summer solstice. We're 30 days away from the longest day of the year. It's going to be cold and wintry before you know it.
I wouldn't say you're not cold buying that. Wintry. My definition of cold wintry, I still haven't seen that hit the desert floor.
Boy, we didn't see it this year, did we?
No.
That's for sure. Well, we invite you all to come out and join us here at Rosie on the House. Our topic is garages, again, as we're wrapping up the month of May. We had garages as our topic the entire month. And Ann specifically had shown up here this morning to see, okay, Rosie, how can you cool your garage, which was the topic a couple weeks ago. And there's several options that we discussed on cooling your garage. Your garage doesn't have to be 110, 120, or 130 degrees, even if you have a steel overhead garage door that faces due west. You can take the heat out of that garage, and we have two perfect examples. Romy took the time to set up two of the Phoenix Manufacturing portable roll around evaporative coolers. One's the Shop Blaster.
So this Shop Blaster, it's an evap cooler, five wheels, easy to roll around. I moved that after it was filled with water. It actually was pretty smart. Instead of just a big open reservoir of water, there's two dividers in it to keep the water from sloshing while you roll it.
Yeah.
And your garage is going to be a lot smoother than this exposed aggregate finish that's out on Sanderson Ford's lot. So where it's going to come into effect is if you roll it over that expansion joint. Well, you can do that. And it has a toolbox built in on top with a stereo system. Now, somebody
Bluetooth stereo.
Somebody said, why aren't you broadcasting your program on it?
Ah.
So you could. But the difference is if it's on Bluetooth and it's coming from a cell phone, that means it's coming from the KTAR app or TuneIn or iHeart app, any one of our radio affiliates. The app, what you're hearing there, is slightly delayed from what you're hearing here. So you'd have the PA in real time. Then the app 5 seconds later coming out there, and it would just be a very difficult listening experience.
Big echo effect, the big echo effect. But it's a vat cooler roll-around portable with a toolbox and a stereo system called the Shop Blaster. Right next to it is the one I like. It's called the Patio Pal, and you have a ice chest in the top. The melting ice that's keeping your cold drinks cold, actually the drops into the water reservoir, chilling the water, that then gives an increased chilling effect to the evap cool medium as the air comes across the top of it.
And yeah, that's a pretty, that part of it is,
I love it. I even threw a bag of ice in the water reservoir.
That's what I was gonna say. The dripping water, if you leave it open like it is right now, and the reason we have it open is because we've got water bottles there for anybody that would like a glass of water while you're here. Help yourself to cold water out of the patio pal. If it's open like that and you've got ice, a lot of ice melting, but if the lid's closed and the ice, the slow rate of dripping ice isn't the cooling effect, you've got to throw it in the reservoir, like you were saying.
So on the topic of garages, we're broadcasting from Sanderson Ford. The segue is...
Because it matters what you're going to park in your garage.
That's right. And, I mean, I'm telling you, look at that ruby red 5.0 GT Mustang parked right out the side. Ay, ay, ay. That's got Jennifer's name written all over it.
Oh, it does? Awesome. Hey, I wanted to just clarify. Someone was concerned that we thought this was Memorial Day, but the point is you can come today. You don't have to wait for Memorial Day for a sale. They have a 63rd anniversary sale.
Well, and they're closed on Memorial Day.
They're closed, so you have to come this weekend. So you don't have to wait. And you can,
yeah.
So.
But one of our listeners
thought you were confused.
Like, well, I am. I live that
but
way.
But
that's why I've got you and Roman.
Between the three of us, yeah. I get it.
Now, always closed on Sunday, and they're closed on Memorial Day. So the Memorial Day savings are happening now at Sanderson Ford. And I keep saying I'm going to get a Ranger when my truck hits 300,000 miles or a $3,000 repair part. That's my tipping point of...
That's your F-150 when it gets to that point.
300,000 miles or... And not that it would isn't good going to... a lot longer than that, but I put so many miles on the road at that rate. Well, it's a small farm truck then, and I need something for my 200, 300-mile trips around the state for different broadcasts. So it retires from the travel truck to the farm truck. And a Ranger's going to give me better gas mileage. I'm still going to have a bed, so if I need to bring home sack feeds or something, I've got that.
Well,
I walk past these F-150s, I'm like, I don't know if I could ever not be in an F-150.
Well, let me, okay. Well, I will give you one little tip, reading Car and Driver the other day. And we are a home improvement show, and we do have callers on hold. We'll get to that. But again, we're talking garages, we're at Sanderson Ford Co., we're distracted.
I've been in an 85 F-150.
They're making a Ranger Raptor available in the European market. Why don't we just go to France, get you a Ranger Raptor, and bring it back?
I've been in an 04 F-150 and now my 08 F-150. I don't know if I could ever not be in an F-150.
Hey, let's
even
see
if it's a Raptor Ranger.
Let's see if we can get some callers real quick here at Rosie on the House. We are a call-in home improvement show to help you solve your home improvement projects. Let's go to Chuck first, who was really smart and called in at the top of the hour even before the show started so he could get on first. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning.
What you working on, my friend?
I want to remove it's kind of a pony wall. My roof beams, joists run north and south. The wall runs north and south, and all it is a wall in between the living room and the kitchen. It's got a great big opening in it. But I've called the city a surprise trying to get an engineering drawing on this. They don't have them anymore. This is a Ryland home out in Surprise.
Okay. What vintage home is it, Chuck? When was it built?
About 2000.
Okay. And can you tell me from the back of the house to the front of the house, how wide is the house?
Ooh. I can do a quick measurement.
Yeah, do a quick measurement.
Grab the tape.
Did you see the silver Mustang?
I forgot about my 06 F-152. I had an 04, an 06, and then an 8.
That 06 was a candy apple red. That was a good
looking
truck.
No, that was the white STX with the four-wheel drive. That one is the one I wish I still had.
Okay.
That four-wheel drive STX was perfect for me.
Well, Chuck is pulling a measurement here. Given that the house was built in 2000, I'm going to say with about 90% certainty, if that wall does it parallel the front and the back of the house?
Yeah, it's parallel to the front and the back, and I'm at 25 right here.
Built in 2000.
It's about 40 foot.
Yeah, okay. Built in 2000. I'm going to tell you that with about 90% certainty, that is a non-load-bearing wall. You are trussed. You're not conventional framed. You're just going to need to sketch that truss as best you can and get it to a structural engineer and just verify that it is a clear span non-support, and they're not depending on that center wall to be a partial support for the 40-foot span. And you could have a structural engineer verify that for pennies. All they need to do is look at it, verify a couple things and check on it. But with absolute certainty, Chuck, that is the best way for you to check. Appreciate the call.
What about going up and taking a picture above it, the beams up there, and then just showing them?
You could do that as well, as long as you would include the measurements for them. Okay? Thanks, Chuck. With that said, let's go down to Tucson.
You'll know for certain when you knock it down if the roof doesn't fall
you
down.
You won't. Sometimes that takes a little while. Let's reach down to Susan in Tucson, our Southern Arizona Rosie on the House rep.
We're broadcasting live.
We're live at Sanderson. She's broadcasting live from grand opening of Omni Pools, our Rosie certified pool builder in Pima County.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. Good.
Good. Yes, I am over at Omni Pools for their grand opening of their brand new showroom. We're on Oracle Road, so you may hear the soothing sounds of beautiful Oracle Road. So on Oracle on the west side, just north of Prince, and they're doing their grand opening. We're having a grand opening from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock today, and free hot dogs and burgers. So here's a girl who can't say no to free food. We got music and jumping castle for the kids, or I guess adults who like to be kids. They're having a huge garden leisure hot tub truck sale and $500 off all spas. And they're going to do free giveaways from 11:30, 1:30, and 3:30. And you must be present to win really great prizes like a variable speed pump, a pool cleaner, and an I-Core 30 salt chlorine generator. So those are some pretty big deal prizes. Omni Pools is actually our only Southern Arizona pool builder in the network. So definitely stop by, say hi to everybody, get some free food, some great deals, and stop by the Rosie tent, see me, and get your home maintenance calendar.
Fantastic. Folks, I can't encourage you enough that now is the time to get out to Sanderson Ford on 51st Avenue in Glendale as as America's most awarded dealership for customer service. Check out their Google reviews. It's no nonsense. It's no pressure. It's no hassle. It's just the way a car buying experience should be.
And even if you're in Tucson, you could be here by 11 before the broadcast.
That's right.
Be on your way out the door by 11:30 and then go stop and see Susan for a late lunch around 1:30, 2 o'clock.
In your new Sanderson Ford. Come down and check out the low prices and big discounts. If you qualify for all the available incentives on a new F-150 truck, you can save up to $15,000. Now through Memorial Day, Ford has doubled the additional $500 discount to $1,000 for all current military, veterans, and first responders. They now get an additional $1,000 off all new Fords. You've got to get to the biggest sale ever at the biggest Ford dealership in Arizona. Sanderson Ford's the place.